This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Joe Biden, the former vice president under Barack Obama, says he would, quote, beat the hell out of, unquote, Donald Trump if they were in high school.
Nice.
All right. Now, do you guys remember the recap we did for you of the Joe Biden speech to the Democratic faithful in Grand Forks on Saturday? I'll give you the cliff notes. Be civil. Build consensus. Don't say things about your opponent like, you know, that guy's for big oil. Question their motives. What a complete and total phony. And this, by the way, is how Democrats have any office in North Dakota. This is how Heidi Heitkamp's in office. That's how, you know, Byron Dorgan, Ken Conrad, and Earl Pomeroy before. Because they say one thing here, and they go do a completely different thing in Washington, D.C. Joe Biden just gave us another example of this. Another example, he's literally in Grand Forks Saturday saying this stuff. We have it all. You know, he clearly got the memo. This is a Trump state. You know, just act all mushy nice and we're going to be touchy-feely. Goes down to Florida, totally changes the script. The only thing he did go off the script a little bit on when he was telling the stories about his campaign and how his sister was his campaign manager. Whoops. Didn't compare notes with Heidi on that one, did you? Because they've been trying to scare Congressman Kramer out of the race by saying how horrible it is that his wife makes $35,000 a year as a campaign manager. Something legal, something, you know, others have done, including Democrats running for Congress in North Dakota. You can't make this stuff up. You can't. Here's my question. None of what I said should surprise you in one bit. Shouldn't surprise you at all. It's typical. It's hypocritical. It's phony. It's the way they play. Okay, just get used to it. We'll point it out when it happens in case you miss it. But you know, it's just not doesn't surprise me. However, Donald Trump decided at 5:19 this morning that it might not be a bad idea. By the way, that's 4:19 our time. So Donald Trump is an early riser. So Donald Trump says, and I quote, "Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak, both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe!" Exclamation point. Now, today, you will hear all over Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and the alphabet soup of networks. Donald Trump responded to Joe Biden. Can you believe it? Now, I don't know why we didn't hear Joe Biden threaten the president of the United States with physical harm. We didn't hear that. That was in a freak out. But the response we're going to hear about. Now, one could make the argument that Donald Trump, by responding, is elevating Joe Biden. In my mind, he's exposing the hypocrisy. But I know, I want to know what you think. You want Donald Trump to respond to this stuff? You want him to take this on? You tell me. 800-228-0550. I want to know your take on this today. Busy program. We're going to check in at the LAND Conference. They have a big-time speaker from the Pacific Foundation. Whenever I get an opportunity to talk about private property rights, whenever I get a chance to talk about what farmers and ranchers have to endure in the way of an assault on their property from environmental extremists and bureaucrats, I love doing it. So we're going to talk to some guests. That's going on at the Quality Inn, the old Comfort Inn in Bismarck today. Len Helms will be here. Talk about the latest month of oil and gas production and when we think that record month might come. A lot of talk that it'll be the first nice month. the first nice month is not likely to be March, Todd, especially given the latest map that you're looking at. What does this map tell you, Todd, about how the next few days are going to be?
Very wintry.
Wait a minute. It's March. That can't be. Oh, it's North Dakota.
Yeah.
There's snow. There's winter. None of this should come as a surprise, but you know, so we're kind of like, oh, snow is coming. Snow is coming. I think we had a little bit of nice, but really this isn't a surprise. Can we agree on that one thing?
Yeah, I still want to be ready, though, if you're traveling or something. But, yeah, if anybody's surprised, yeah, you may want to reset the button there because shouldn't be.
Reset the surprise
button. Maybe come late May if this is still going on, then we should probably start wondering what the heck is going on. But
yeah, I'm 100% with Todd. But in all seriousness, if you do have travel plans, if you have things coming on, pay close attention. And it's not something to mess around with, but it's also March, and it's winter, and it's in North Dakota, and so, yeah, that's pretty much going to happen. We know that. That's the way the cookie grumbles. It's the way we roll. So we'll keep an eye on that. Where do you see the worst of that hitting, Todd?
Yeah, pretty much the northern James River Valley, north central, and the northwestern North Dakota with a winter storm warning is in effect, and you got to watch kind of surrounding that advisory to the west, a watch surrounding it to the east, and then further east, the Red River Valley. It's a winter weather advisory. Still talking about some 5 to 8 heavy snowfall, even in the Fargo-Moorhead area. So it's going to be a tricky Friday morning, tomorrow morning, into early Saturday morning before things start to move off.
All right, let's get to the phones here. 800-228-0550. The local number is 258-0550. You can text Todd or I at 367-2054, 226-8503 to chat with us. Jim and Fargo, we'll start with you. What's on your mind?
No, I like very much the way Trump is. Trump's a fighter. He's not going to sit back and take that stuff. And see, the thing that makes people like Trump is he's real. This is real. You got Joe Biden out there mouthing off. They were banging him in 2012 about how brilliant Barack Obama was for using Facebook. Now it's crooked. Barack Obama called Putin. So did Trump, but they don't report that. And then Hillary Clinton had the unmitigated gall to tell, who had her husband had a 18-year-old girl on her knees in the office, and she says that Donald Trump is demeaning the office. Give me strength.
You're going to need it, Jim. I hear you. Good summary there. Thank you. Tom in West Fargo, your take on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Say, you know, this thing with Biden and Trump is kind of like Biden's being a coyote, nipping at the heels of a leader. And in a normal circumstance, if President Trump wasn't the president, he could get rid of the problem. But he's got no doubt friends and such in the Democratic Party. He needs to get someone to quiet this down, because you have one person nipping at the heels. It doesn't take much, and you have more. But he doesn't need this kind of distraction.
So is he the one to do it? Should he be the one to bat the coyote away, the distraction?
No. He wants to, because that's how he's always done it in business and everything. But no, he really should go through the channels that way. It takes the focus off of him, and he can concentrate on more important stuff. That's how I think about it.
You know, I normally think the way you do. Don't punch down. Don't demean yourself, but don't lower yourself to their level, okay?
Right.
I have to say,
right,
Trump, in doing this is sort of his MO, right? He's done this.
Yep.
He gets a lot done. So, a lot of times you have the VP is sort of the attack dog, and the president could be the president. And you let the VP go out there and throw a punch when he need to. But Mike Pence is not that attack dog. Trump obviously relishes the role. And in my mind, what he's done has worked. He's punched down a lot, and he's still getting a lot done. So I have a hard time saying, Mr. President, do it a different way. How is he being harmed by this, do you think, Tom?
I don't know. It's just another distraction. And anytime the media or any, well, especially the media, but anytime the Democrats or the media can distract, it's just another distraction. And there's so much going on, so many good things that President Trump is doing. I don't know. But it's just like you have the little nippers around the edges. You just don't need this kind of stuff. And Biden knows better, but he's being egged on to do this.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And totally hypocritical of Joe Biden, folks. Totally. Literally, yep. Grand Forks on Saturday with Heidi Heitkamp and everybody. Oh, you got to be civil, folks. You got to be civil. Consensus. He must have said consensus 50 times, right? And then he's in Florida,
yes,
saying
sir.
He wants to physically assault Donald Trump. And the media is silent other than when Donald Trump responds. Wow. Thanks, Tom. More calls coming up.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable fire credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number locally at 258-0550. Also, a bunch of texts coming in, 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. Love those as well. A question we've been asking this morning has to do with President Trump responding to a comment of Joe Biden that he wants to physically assault him. I'm wondering, maybe there's somebody in our audience that is able to recall when Joe Biden was critical of Ted Kennedy, his mentor and buddy and you know, fellow senator, and you know, all these stories about Kennedy and Biden over the years. Joe Biden, I don't recall, but maybe you do, never called out Ted Kennedy for killing a woman. There's a whole movie coming out about Chappaquiddick soon. You're threatening physical assault against Donald Trump, and you ignore a pal killing a woman. You can't make this up. Texter says, talking about saying one thing and doing another, going to Washington and doing the other, how are the Republicans doing on the wall, health care funding, Planned Parenthood, the VA, tackling our debt? Check out that new spending bill extension. Our Republicans are treating each one of these issues as a joke, if at all. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but I can understand your frustration. The spending bill they're about to vote on is a six-month spending bill. The Democrats were offered an opportunity to fund the wall long-term and wouldn't do it without. In fact, they were offered an opportunity to fund the wall long-term along with the funding of DACA, something they wanted, a fix on DACA. They said no, because they want more spending. So what this bill does is fund the wall, but it only funds the wall for 6 months. So this bill is 6 months worth of funding. It is also a bill that finally fixes the nightmare in our military spending. That's not a Democratic thing. That's a Republican thing. Funding Planned Parenthood makes me sick. Makes me absolute sick. There's no doubt about it. But it's the status quo. So most of this bill is the status quo. It's not good for Republicans. I don't defend them on it. But it's 6 months worth. So it's, okay, stop this ridiculous government shutdown charade, which I'm not afraid of the government shutdown myself. For some reason, Republicans think they lose this. I don't, you know, last time it happened, they gained seats, a lot of them. So I'm not sure what they're afraid of. They're afraid of it. So that's the deal. But I don't think you can call it a total sellout when it's 6 months of funding and there is additional military funding, which they fought for a long time. Texter says, I'm not surprised by the snow, not considering spring started on the 20th. It is tiresome. Yeah. Officially spring starting and when we get snow are really interesting. Scott, enjoy your show. Two quick points that are of concern to me. Federal budget and spending. Hard for conservatives like me to understand how a budget package of this nature can see the light of day with a Republican-controlled Congress and a Republican in the White House. It's all about the 60-vote game in the Senate, folks. Change the darn rule. Change the darn rule. Don't forget, this bill funds the military at a level we haven't seen in a long, long time. So that's a victory. Don't lose sight of that. Second of all, it's 6 months. The rest of the bill, in my mind, a lot of work to be done, but it's 6 months of stink. And until they change the rule, this is what they're stuck with. Second point this texter wants to say, I'm hearing that Tom Campbell is covering the cost for delegates. Does not support his contention that he will drain the swamp. This creates an undeniable advantage to candidates with the deep pockets. We'll ask Tom Campbell about that. My understanding is that it's something that is legal. It is disclosed. So that's the important thing. It isn't like you can pay, you know, umpteen delegates and then nobody knows about it. That if someone, and I think if someone, it's expensive to go to these things. I think this is mainly a deal with students. There is no quid pro quo. It isn't, I'll pay for you, but you have to vote for me. So I think that is the Democratic swamp. I'm sorry, the Republican swamp trying to make something of Tom Campbell. Tom Campbell's not the swamp candidate. He's not. Tom Campbell is an outsider in the Republican Party circles. They don't see it as Tom Campbell's turn. So that's why you see the constant nitpicking by a few folks that are mouthpieces for the Republican swamp. And this is one they can pick and ride and say, see. Now, again, this was not disclosed. If we didn't know who was taking advantage of this, it'd be another thing. I just don't see it as that big a deal when something that is legal, something that has been allowed by the rules, something that has been done in the past. So that's my take on that. Let's see here. Another texter. Trump should fight back by tweets or whatever. We have waited a long time for someone to fight back for us, the people. Honest, brave Trump. I think I'm with you. It's working so far. They're getting things done. Keep cranking. Jim in South Dakota wants in on this. What's on your mind, Jim?
Joe Biden better watch what he's saying, because did you hear about Peter Schweitzer's new book, the guy that wrote Clinton Cash?
I have. We need to schedule him on the show. I think he was on with Sean Hannity the other day, and I thought he'd be a good one to have back.
He went over, and he was supposed to tell... He was supposed to be rough with China for getting into the South China Sea, but he treated them with kid gloves, and the next thing you know, his son, Hunter Biden, got $1.5 billion in an LLC account.
Another connection to the Democratic Convention this past weekend, because guess what Joe Biden was talking about? How he has no money and had the lowest net worth of anybody, and how convenient
right.
that he's got his son getting all the cash, isn't it?
Right. That's how they are, hypocrites. Like you said, okay. Talk to you later, bye.
Say one thing, do another. Yeah, very interesting. Literally in Grand Forks Saturday. Oh, you know, you don't say bad things about your opponents. And heads down to Florida, wants to physically assault Trump. You can't make it up. Tim and Calm, I got a minute for you. Go.
Good morning. Early this morning, I was listening to NPR and talking about selective reporting on this issue between Trump and Biden. They played the full Biden quote about, you know, he would punch him out. They only played the Trump tweet or response where what Trump would do to Biden. They never played the part that you played, Scott, where Trump says Biden is threatening physical harm. NPR didn't play that part. They just played about how Trump would put Biden down. So we never hear the full news. We're only getting part of the story from most of the media, and that's my comment.
That's a very good point, Tim, because fake news is as much, a bias and a bent on the story as it is omission. There's a lot of omission in fake news, and you just highlighted it very, very well. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that. Texter says, how can we be sick of snow? We're way under average, aren't we? Anytime we get snow, we complain. And Trump, Biden, cage fight? That'd be a sellout. I do agree we can't complain about snow for the reason we need the moisture, for sure. No doubt about that. I think we're just sick of winter. But it's North Dakota. It's March. There's going to be winter.
Welcome to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We're with Vince, also known as Carson Wentz Pal, from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. So you put that Hot Spring Spa at Carson Wentz home in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm telling you, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm a Vikings fan, so this kind of hurts, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl because of that hot tub. When they came to Minneapolis for Super Bowl week, the Philadelphia Eagles contacted a hot spring dealer in the Twin Cities, and they had 3 hot spring hot tubs in their hotel. I really think it helped push them over the edge.
If you want Super Bowl excellence in 2018, in whatever you do, you need a Hot Spring Spa. Tell you what, I do a better radio show because of that hot spring spot. It makes you better above the water and below the water. So whether it's the aches and pains or whether it's just relaxing a little bit and unplugging and getting away from the phones, it works. And when you use the promo code ACE, you save up to $2,800 on those hot spring spas. The big financing event is on right now. You can own one for $4.40 a day, price of a cup of coffee. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is typical behavior of all politicians. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. It's typical of all of them. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. That is, of course, the Delta call of the day for our friends at Delta Constructors. Typical politicians, the headline on that one. Delta Constructors, by the way, one call does it all. They have global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Turnkey, those are the only two words you really need to know. What do you need done? They do it turnkey. Beginning to end, done. The works. DeltaConstructors.net or call them at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. Is that number. All right, Daryl Lisa, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, is going to join us. He's at the land conference today, so we're going to talk with him a little bit about what that's all about and some other guests coming up. I have a few more texts I want to get to that have come in on all of our topics so far today. And Rick Berg, of course, a former member of Congress and now the newly elected Republican Party chair, was asked about this question of paying delegates. We were talking about that earlier. An emailer had brought that up. And we actually found, well, anyway, so Rick Berg was on our morning show this morning with Steve Hallstrom, Alex Taylor, the Need to Know morning show on AM 1100 The Flag. They asked him about it, and he basically said, no big deal. Not a big deal. So we'll pull the actual clip so you can hear it. Said he had no problem with it. So, anyway, just wanted to share that little additional piece of information with you as well. Texter says, Creepy Joe should be more careful spouting off like that. Didn't he see what President Trump did to Hillary in the ring? Yeah. Another texter, yes, I'd like to see President Trump put those haters in their place. This is getting crazy, says another. Texter, Scott, we didn't hire a prima donna for the White House. We hired a bull in a china cabinet. We knew that. He has the media on the ropes, not letting them get by with their lies. He's a breath of fresh air for me. Finally, somebody says what most of us are really thinking, and Scott, he's getting a lot done, more than the past president of the United States. All true. How about that? Appreciate the comment. 800-228-0550. Daryl Lees is here. Daryl's the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Today is at the land conference in Bismarck. Daryl, thanks for checking in with us. How are you?
I am doing great, Scott. How are things going for you?
Going well, sir. Thank you very much. Tell us a little bit about this land conference and why you're there.
Well, the land conference is a group that was formed to protect private property rights when it comes to land ownership and what you do on that land. And obviously, as president of NDFB, I get the opportunity to go and speak with like-minded groups, and NDFB being the premier leader in all different kinds of property rights, whether it's land, livestock, whatever personal property you may have, gives a great opportunity to visit with like-minded folks. And many of those folks in that room, by the way, are also our members.
A good crossover. That's great. I think we sort of, watch this happen, see it happen, know what's happening. By that, I mean this constant encroachment on private property rights. And you grumble a little and you don't like it and you hope it changes. But before you know it, it's really bad. We've gotten to a point where again, would the founding fathers recognize the private property rights that farmers, growers in North Dakota right now have to endure?
No, I don't think they would, Scott. I think that, I think they would say that government has way overreached its bounds and interfered in the free market and the free ability and the freedom and opportunity and self-reliance that comes with the private property rights issue. Private property is right at the very foundation of what our country was founded on. And I think they would be appalled about how incrementalism, they haven't done it in big, broad sweeps. They've done it in incrementalism. Over a lot of time here, and then that allowed them in the last 15, 20 years to really take some big swings at it on the national level, and we're seeing some big swings taken at it here in North Dakota also, bigger than normal. And when we go to the Capitol and lobby on private property rights, there's a lot of folks that don't have a real good understanding of just how important that is.
Give me an example of what you think, no matter what business you're in or, what line of work you're in or however, any of our listeners just listening today, not necessarily from the ag world, but from anywhere, would understand how bad this is. What do you think is the worst example of this right now?
Well, one of the worst examples is, when people infringe upon your private property, and it doesn't matter whether it's land that you own out in the country, by the sections or quarters or by acres or whether it's your property in town, there's questionability there, a question of whether we truly have the right to protect, the inherent right to protect our private property. Now, if someone walks into your house and is threatening, then once they're in the door, you have a little more leeway. But if you're outside of your house, the protections are pretty minimal. And that goes across the board. It doesn't matter what property you own, that's across the board. And so people need to look at some of those things and understand that if we truly have the inherent right to protect our private property and the inherent right to private property, which, our founding fathers did through the Constitution, the Bill of Rights and such, then we truly need to have that inherent right.
And we obviously have, thankfully, a different administration who seems to be willing to fight for things that have been a tough battle for a long time. What, on the positive side, do you see happening to address all this right now? The Trump administration taking this seriously?
Yeah, I think, President Trump has some very intelligent people in some key positions. Administrator Scott Pruitt in the EPA, Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue in the USDA, in which, but Sonny's been held back some because he hasn't been able to get the folks underneath of him that have, designated duties in specific areas. Now he's getting some of them, thankfully, here lately. Secretary Vega out of Iowa North, they was, appointed to take you over the FSA NRCS title, kind of that headline that position. So that's going to help, but he needs his people under there too. And so it's been slow, but there's been progress, and there's promise of progress to come. And what I'm talking about is some of the rules and regulations regarding what farmers and ranchers can do to manage their own private land to make it as productive as possible. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, water management, water rights, and things like that. I think we're going to see some changes there. I don't know how big a changes we're going to see. And I think I told you before, a couple weeks ago, I don't think agriculture is making a big enough ask in some of these changes.
What do you think is possible? What should they be asking for?
Well, I think we need some relief from some of the overreach that's happened from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, going beyond what their contracts initially were on their easements. Maybe we need to just, you know, do away with them easements and the ability to do that. Or maybe we need to have a look back at those easements. And if there was a violation, that they went beyond their bounds of their original contracts, that they be null and void and they have to start over. That might be one thing that we look at. As far as Swamp Buster and some of those things, determining what is a wetland and what has a significant impact or a minimal impact, we need to start sorting those things out. The world population isn't, you know, declining. It's rising. We're going to need to raise more food into the future, and our farmers and ranchers need to be able to make their land productive for the sustainability of their family. The first key to sustainability is profitability. You don't have profitability, you don't have sustainability. Now, that word's been co-opted by a bunch of different organizations out there of what they think sustainability is. But bottom line, sustainability is linked to profitability, and that's what we're going after: the ability to be profitable for our farmers and ranchers.
Well, glad you're there, Daryl. And as you say, a lot of synergy between the two groups, the land group and also the Farm Bureau members as well. So we look forward to a good day. Look forward to chat with more of the folks about what's happening there as well as we go throughout the program. Thanks for the update.
Hey, thanks, Scott. And great day to all your listeners. And get prepared for the moisture. I'm not going to complain about that snow. I talked to some ranchers north of Rheims this morning down there, and they're going, you know what, we can't be complaining about this. It's a little inconvenient this time of the year, but the moisture is much needed.
Got to have that moisture to have this growing season be a little less strenuous than last year's, for sure. Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate that. Vic and Napoleon, let me get you in here. What's on your mind? Vic, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Vic. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to touch base on UW-Stevens' point. They're finally getting rid of a bunch of these degrees that are absolutely useless that they can't get a job in. And my daughter went to be a pathologist. She got her degree and got a great paying job, and two of her friends got degrees that are just absolutely useless, and they don't have to pay their student loan back because they're unemployable. I think it's about time that UW finally got their stuff together and just basically offered degrees that are, you know, hireable.
Yeah, I think you've got a good suggestion for all of higher ed there to align what they offer with the future of the workforce needs, no doubt about it. Roger in Fargo, let me get you in. Got a minute here. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say real quick I like the fact when Trump attacks these idiots, but the thing is it doesn't matter what he says. If he didn't respond at all to Joe Biden, they'd say he was afraid of him. If he responded with kindness, they'd say he was a phony. It doesn't matter. They're just lunatics is all it is. They're really unhinged, unblessed.
There is something known as Trump derangement syndrome that is alive and well, and it consumes the left. And I think they continue down that path at their own peril because, obviously, the president is getting things done. He is. And this is the one thing that prevents me from saying he shouldn't do what he did with Joe Biden, because he's done that all along. He is communicating directly with the people. As you heard other people say, thank you. We've got somebody in there willing to fight for us, and we're glad somebody's fighting. The real problems are $20 trillion in debt, porous borders, right? Build the wall. A military that has been absolutely depleted of needed resources. So he's fighting for all the right things, and the media ought to cover those too. Good points, Roger. Appreciate the call. Thank you. More welcome on What's on Your Mind after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache. Our friends at High Plains are the go-to source when you need anything to do with spraying. You know, you spray a bunch, right? You want support from folks that know the game. No spray application. It's a business. And that businessman sprayer is definitely the Apache sprayer. They have, of course, Apache self-propelled sprayers, new and used. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com. Nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. Simple as that. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application, and precision farming equipment, including, as I said, those Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache, Mandan. Call them at 663-2375. 663-2375. Stop and see them. They're also in Frontier, which is south of Fargo off exit 60, I-29, exit 60. right off of I-29 south of Fargo in what's known as Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. And check in with another one of our guests from the LAND conference here momentarily. Look forward to that. Also, welcome your calls, questions, and comments on our question of the day. Was Donald Trump right to respond in kind to Joe Biden? Let us know what you think. By text 367-2054 or call us at 258-0550. Gary Beck is with us. Gary's a farmer from Munich, North Dakota. He's also a board member of LAND. Gary, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Very good. Very good.
What
Bismarck, North Dakota here, and we're with the Landowners Association of North Dakota, and have our annual meeting today.
Yeah, we told folks that you're gathering there and got an expert from the Pacific Legal Foundation that'll be in there a little later on today and tackling a lot of issues. Tell us a little bit about why you're a member of LAND. You're obviously a board member. You're in leadership. What are you most proud of that LAND is doing, Gary?
Well, LAND was started back in the mid-'80s after the Sodbuster, Swampbuster Act came around, and we felt that maybe it wasn't always fair that North Dakota got that end of the stick. It seems like everywhere else was drained, and we had to kind of get some restraints on that, and we were started then. And now there's many, many other land and property owner property rights issues, you know, the eroding property rights in this nation and the way it's going. So we're just a group that gets together and discusses all that. And U.S. Fish and Wildlife easements are on the top of the list right now. We're kind of looking at them and seeing why they won't delineate these acres and stand up to their part of the contract.
And are you making progress? Do you feel like that? I know there have been Congressman Kevin Cramer had some officials out here and they heard from folks, so at least they had to answer to some of this. But is any action happening? Anything do you feel like you're being heard on that?
Well, that's the big thing. I mean, we have to be heard. We have to have everybody in the same, you know, we have farmers in our county that don't realize this, what's happening, much less in the world. These U.S. Fish and Wildlife easements, these perpetual ones, have only been taken probably in North Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, South Dakota. So it's really a unique problem for this area. So to get the word out and get the congressman aware of it and get maybe it takes legal action, we just don't know where to go yet. But it's been a long-standing issue because some of these were taken in the early 60s, you know, and they're still writing some today, but anyway.
Ideally, what should happen on that front? I mean, as you say, they're still writing them today, so I guess we could start with, okay, we don't do perpetual easements anymore, but for the perpetual easements that are out there now and signed and being enforced, what do you think is the fair thing to do with those?
Well, I don't agree with any easement that professes to be perpetual, and somebody better take a good hard look to make a decision that affects generations to come forever. And I don't think there's any amount of money that should be allowed to do that. And I think it should be made illegal in North Dakota that, perpetual easements are illegal in North Dakota, but I guess not for the federal government. So I hope we can, I'd like Congress to take action to this. They're the ones that put it in force and they're the only ones that can turn it around unless we go to litigation.
Has anyone attempted to take this legally to challenge some of these now? I mean, any success on that front to individually do that?
Well, years ago, the Johannesson case was a landmark case, you know, and we feel we won that case, but yet the government didn't hold up to their part of the court ruling. So we feel we won, but yet we lost. So it takes a lot of determination, a lot of money to fight the government. But if that's what it takes, we'd like to see a fair judge do the right thing and tell them at least they have to live up to their side of this agreement and tell us where these easements are.
A few seconds left. Anything else you want to tell us about the conference today or the work LAND is doing in North Dakota?
Well, yeah, we have a full schedule of stuff going on. We have Dan Logsdon here. We have the Game and Fish Department coming in.
And, of course, we have Anthony. He's going to be our main speaker. He's going to come in at 10:30 and talk before lunch. And so if anybody's in the Bismarck area, please stop by. Quality Inn.
Quality Inn, that's the old Comfort Inn in Bismarck. Right. Gary, thanks for the info. We appreciate it very much.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Gary Beck, Munich, North Dakota. More from Land, more on What's on Your Mind, coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
What happens if no one's fighting for traditional pro-life and pro-family values? The team at Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota won't let that happen. They defend and preserve pro-life and pro-family biblical values every day, representing you and your principles at the state legislature and alerting you to key issues that affect the family in North Dakota. Join Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota at its annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call for tickets, 701-219-0948.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.